Until that recovery begins, the ranks of the unemployed will continue to swell. Among them are Rachel and Gary Peterson, a father and daughter we profiled a few months ago. Both had worked at a sawmill in Aberdeen, Washington, but in January it was announced that the mill would close. Rachel was laid off immediately. Gary was kept on temporarily to close down the operation. 4 months later, they're still dealing with the change, as Hannah Jaffe-Walt reports.
Last time I visited the Petersons, they were like this father-daughter team, working together at the same mill, living in the same big house with Rachel's husband and her kids, Gary's grandkids, who turned Gary into a burly, cooing millhand.
Yes, now we're singing to you all. Wah, 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 wah. What do you say?
Gary's still googly at home, a lot. But he also seems sunken, next to Rachel, into an enormous sectional, watching an enormous TV, and they're kind of at each other.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
We're live.
I walk in, and Gary reaches for the mute button and tells me Rachel's been unemployed for months now, and she's going back to school.
Yes, I'm very excited. So then she'll have a career, and then she can move out. But that's my goal.
It's, what? Me moving out is your goal?
Well, we talked about that
earlier
before you got here.
Because you're such a treat. Yes. You're such a treat to be around.
Yes. He wants you to go to school, though, so that you have a career more than...
Yeah, he
right?
wants, you know, he would rather that I have a career than have a job where I'm working, you know, living from paycheck to paycheck, worried about... not having a job one day. He'd rather, you know, my life be stable, which I think any parent wants for their kid.
And don't you want that for yourself?
Yeah. I'm not as worried about it.
But Gary is worried about Rachel, and Rachel is worried about Gary. This is the main thing that struck me 2 months ago about the Petersons, is that they spend a lot of time worrying about each other, and it only seems to have gotten more intense. Since January, Gary's been working on closing down the mill. So he's known for almost 4 months that his long career, 35 years, in the same spot, was over.
So tell me about what you've done in terms of looking for jobs.
Well, I haven't really looked. My supervisor told me that there was a contractor that works at the mill, and he was looking for help. And he says, yeah, that he has some work coming up here. And he told me to come back in another month, which will be next week, and hopefully that'll work out.
Have you checked back in with him since then?
No, he told me to come back in a month, and I'll come back in a month, so it's not like I'm going to pester him.
Rachel hears this and worries that Gary has got his hopes pinned.
Yeah, like I asked him, because he was really excited about it. I was like, okay, well, before you get too excited, like, how sure? Like, give me a percentage. How sure are you that you got this job? Because you don't want to be sitting here in a month, you know, banking on it, and then find out that they don't actually need you and you don't have it.
Well, that's all I've had time to do. I mean, I'm still working Monday through Friday. We start work at 7 o'clock. I get off at 3:30. So there's not a whole long time to go out and look for a job. And I don't care to find a job at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the evening. And in the weekends, I'm usually busy. So once I get laid off, I will have all day to find jobs, and I will find something.
Rachel's read on this is that her dad is scared. He was a great mill worker for 3.5 decades. She thinks he's worried he won't be as good at another job, and he's making excuses. Rachel is applying for nursing school, which is funny because when I met her 2 months ago, she said that was completely out of the question. Her dad wanted her to go to school, but Rachel felt like she needed to make money. With the mill closing, they had just lost 2 incomes at once. Rachel's husband stays at home with the kids. But then, just like her dad, Rachel only applied for 1 job at another mill, and everything else she found was minimum wage.
I can't go back down into what I made in high school. I mean, it's not enough money to... It was enough when I was 16, but it's not enough now. You know, if the only jobs out there are going to be this much trouble, then maybe I should just go to school.
School started to look a little
more
attractive.
when I realized I was either going to be working for minimum wage, school started to look a whole lot better.
Gary wanted Rachel to go to school. But he's still nervous, because just last month, Rachel told him she's pregnant, and Gary feels like it's exactly the wrong time for Rachel to have another baby. Last time I was here, I left the Petersons' house, and I felt like they were just waiting for the mill to close, to see if they got jobs. So it was weird to say goodbye this time with the same feeling 2 months later. Gary's waiting to hear from the contractor, Rachel's waiting for her baby to hear from schools, and apparently possibly to move out. And in the meantime, they just sit together, CNN on mute, the kid being all adorable, and they worry about each other. Hannah Jaffe-Walt, NPR News, Aberdeen, Washington.